I could share so many things which have been said over the centuries about hope, trust, and commitment, but then we'd be here for a very long time, and I'm not going to do that to you or to me, okay? So let's take a look at a few things. But first, let's once again ask God's blessing upon our time. Father, I do come before you and with my brothers and sisters here, and I thank you so much for the opportunity we have to gather together yet again, one more time with you, to hear your words, your encouragement, your calling to each and every one of us to either commit our lives to you or recommit them, to go deeper with you starting today and for days ahead. We thank you that we get to do this and be with you. In Jesus' name, we pray and thank you. Amen. So first and foremost, the God's Word, the Bible. It speaks volumes of all three aspects of the Christian life, of hope, trust, and commitment. Second, libraries. They're filled with books about these matters over the centuries, written by so many people. And third, pastors, preachers, ministers have shared countless sermons on this subject of hope, trust, and commitment. I found out, as many of you already know, that it takes at least seven times that we hear or experience or see something before we get it. Some of us take a whole lot longer. Hey, don't point like that, Reverend. Since Christmas, God has given Pastor Jim and Reverend Peterson messages calling us back to himself. The Christmas message was about Jesus, our hope, peace, joy, and love of the Lord. You remember it? You do now. Then God's message about genuine commitment kicked off the new year, followed by telling us to seek spiritual wisdom, which is far greater than anything else. You remember those sermons? Well, now you do. If not, go on the live streams on our website or Facebook. They're still there. And God used Reverend Peterson to share his message about what he learned about faithfulness, trust, and commitment to the Lord throughout his life. God is calling you. God is calling each and every one of us to draw closer to him. So why do we need to hear about this message again? Well, I just said, seven times before you kind of get it, you know, at least me. This message is about encouragement, not discouragement. We're good at discouraging ourselves, right? Satan likes it when we do that. But let's be encouraged about what we get to participate in this morning. Perhaps, just maybe, this is the day and the time that you hear God's personal call to you to either commit or recommit your life at an even deeper level than before. Let me say it again. Perhaps this is the day that you hear God's personal call to you to commit or recommit your life at an even deeper level than before. You see, God the Father pursues each and every one of us relentlessly. We're his creation, after all. We are his children. Remember that? We're his children. He loves us. He wants the best for us. He calls each of us and invites us to a new or renewed life with him. How many times have you heard this kind of a message before? Well, you heard it again for the very first time. God is calling each and every one of us, saying, come to me. Come to me, your Lord and your Savior, your Creator, your Counselor, your everything. Come to me. I've got the answers. I've got the life you're looking for. He wants the best. Remember the video you just saw? While some of our Operation Christmas Child shoeboxes went to Mexico, some also went to the country of Benin in West Africa. It's up there somewhere in West Africa. Some boxes went to Mexico as well. By the way, in the coming months, Our church project leaders, Joan and Cindy, will be bringing you messages about Operation Christmas Child, because it is one of our major mission projects here. So I showed you the video about Septime Emmanuel Sisso, who received the shoebox in Benin, West Africa. Interestingly enough, for decades, actually centuries, his home country has been listed and is considered the cradle of voodoo. Many people in Benin believe in witchcraft. And at one time, so did his parents, okay? Interestingly enough, cultish groups have been on the rise in Mexico as well over decades, over centuries, actually, okay? So here we get to give a gift of hope, a gift of love to people in countries steeped in witchcraft and voodoo and cultish activities. So we get to be the light. And God uses that for his kingdom glory. Amen? But Septime wanted to share his story, which covers actually this entire topic of hope, trust, and commitment, as you see as we'll go on. His folks believed in the witchcraft. Most people did and still do. But you know why they go to the witchcraft doctors? Because they're seeking someone with greater wisdom than them about their lives. They have hope that somebody wiser than them will help fix their problem. Well, guess what? His parents were blessed, because while his mom, was having trouble with her pregnancy, they did go to witch doctors and they couldn't figure out what's going on. But here's what God did. He brought a friend into their life who was a Christian, and that person shared Jesus with them. And they believed, and they gave up their voodoo practices. They began to pray and ask God for his help. And God helped his mother through difficulties in her pregnancy, and Septime was born without a problem, and mom had no problems. So here comes God in the midst of difficulties and darkness, and God says, "Here I am." And they accepted him long before Septime ever knew he was going to get a shoebox and a gift book. That is God at work. His dad did become a pastor. How about that? Go from voodoo practice to being a pastor? Not uncommon, actually. But his dad had to minister in a church far away. Dad only had a motorbike fit for one person to ride on. So Septime and his family had to stay home, and they chose to go to another church. Well, after a while, Septime, nobody's ever experienced this, Septime had the option of going to church or not. I think I'll stay home. As he said, I stayed home, watched TV, read my favorite books, comic books. He slipped away. He slipped away from the Lord. He lost his focus and commitment. Is something or someone drawing you away from your commitment to God? Are you choosing God or worldly things? Don't get me wrong. God put us on this beautiful earth and wants us to enjoy his beautiful creation, but not at the expense of missing time to worship and praise and learn from him, especially with fellow believers. Isn't it nice to be in a place where you know people are thinking like you? I hope. Maybe they're focused on the upcoming football games this afternoon or basketball. I don't know, But that's another story. Here's the wonderful thing. former atheist and subsequently brilliant Christian apologist, Christian author C.S. Lewis described hope this way. Hope is one of the theological virtues. This means that a continual looking forward to the eternal world is not, as some modern people think, a form of escapism or wishful thinking, but one of the things that a Christian is meant to do. It does not mean that we are to leave the present world as it is. If you read history, you'll find that Christians who did most for the present world were just those who thought most of the next. C.S. Lewis, atheist, Christian. He got it. Do we get it? God's saying, do you get it? Trust. Back to Septim's story. He received a shoebox, a tangible gift of Jesus' love, but even more important, a little booklet called The Greatest Journey, or The Greatest Gift. This is the English version. He received it in his own language, in French. Easy now. Le plus grand de tous les cadets. Sorry, French people. I'm German, what can I say? This was his first step in trusting God. Later, he heard a sermon in which he himself said the Holy Spirit ministered to him. Wow, a sermon. The Holy Spirit ministered to him. His statement, that was the moment I decided to surrender and give my life to God. Wow. Of all days, he goes to church and he hears a sermon and the Holy Spirit speaks to him. That's beyond anything I can ever comprehend, but I'm grateful for it. He said, I'm learning to trust in him, in God, not by sight, but by faith. Now, that video was done several years after he had received the shoebox, and he still was learning to live not by sight, but by faith in God. It wasn't a man or a woman. It wasn't anything. It was God helping him to learn by faith. That gives me goosebumps all the time. C.S. Lewis stated that trust is foundational. Relying on, relying on God has to begin all over again every day, as if nothing had yet been done. Peace follows trust. Are you trusting God? Are you? Commitment. Are you digging deeper by reading your Bible and then applying to your daily life like Septim is doing? You know, we have the best Bible study Bible available today. We have copies in the back. If you want one, take one. It's yours, no charge. We do not charge for the Word of God, okay? This is His Word, not ours. Take it. If you want to go deeper, boy, I tell you what, you can spend. This is one of those things that rabbits like me enjoy, because you can go on rabbit trails all the time. You know, you start out with wisdom and you find yourself over here somewhere in so many different things. And Pastor knows it's true too. He confesses to that. And I know Reverend Peterson can relate to it. So take that. We also have devotionals. We have, Pastor mentioned this book, Words of Wisdom. It's 30 days of reading the Psalms and Proverbs along with your regular Bible study, whatever that may look like. I tell you what, when I got this probably a couple of years ago, it was daunting. It was intimidating. It was like, holy mackerel, I got to read 5 Psalms and 1 Proverb plus everything else? Are you serious? I don't have time for this. I got to go have breakfast with Wayne. I get to pick on Wayne because I do. Okay? Love you, Wayne. pastor would say, way to go, Greg, you're putting Wayne under the bus. No, I'm not. My point is, do we take time with the one person who matters most in our life? Our husbands, our wives, our children, our grandchildren, all kinds of people matter. But are we coming to the Lord first? Are we picking up the daily bread, which is written by everyday people who have tons of experience, some of which who were atheists before they became Christian, some of which were of other faiths and became Christian because they heard the word of God and they said, whoa, time out, okay, I'm in. It matters. Am I listening to God? Oh, I'm listening to some guy talk. Okay, that's great. I pray that God is giving you his word through my mouth. Okay? I pray that he does. I've been there and done it. I know what it's like to sit there and go, I do. Or I know what it's like, as Pastor says many times, I know who's sleeping with their eyes open. Been there and done that. But there comes a day, a time, when all of a sudden, light bulb goes on, and the lightning bolt may strike. Who knows? But God is saying, you, I've got you in mind today. You're the one that I'm calling. Are you listening? And will you be submitting yourself to me? Devotionals are a great addition to the Bible. As you read the Bible, they help many a people. There's all kinds of devotions out there. These happen to be the ones that I like. The daily bread and other things are in the back available to you. Again, free to you. We do not charge for the Word of God. Okay? So that's, we talk about that often in men's prayer. You know, send me $5, I'll send you a prayer hand. You know, no. Yeah, except Reverend. He says he'll take the money. And I can say that because he went just like this. You know, in the 3rd century, notable theologian and philosopher St. Augustine, who was the bishop of Hippo Regius in the Roman North Africa region, is quoted as to say, to be in a relationship with God means to live with him, to share his thoughts, to have the mind of Christ, and to do his will in the power of the Holy Spirit on a day-to-day basis. From birth to death, every waking moment belongs to God, even if we are not believers. He goes on to say, to fall in love with God is the greatest romance. To seek him is the greatest adventure. Yeah, let me tell you, that is quite the adventure for some. If you only knew. To find him is the greatest human achievement. We do a lot as humans to find things. We seek answers to what's out there in space. We seek answers as to what's in the depths of the oceans, made by whom? God Almighty himself. So every day, every way, God's saying, hello, are you paying attention? I know I hear that often. And I know I have lots of company. Okay, but the fact of the matter is God's calling us. He's saying, trust me. Have hope in me. And the way to do that is to commit to me. You know, the apostles, those of you who have not seen the Chosen series, enjoy them. Go see them. Start with season 1. We're into season 3 now. They're getting ready to release 7 and 8 episodes, the final episodes of this season. But let me tell you, and it's based on biblical things, but it's not changing or misinterpreting the Bible. What it is doing is saying, yeah, not sure if this is the way it happened, but what if it was? You know what? The apostles were pretty much boneheads. Okay, just like me. Maybe some of you. What do you mean bonehead? Well, you know, skull's thicker than you know what. Concrete. And God says, come to me. Come to me. Trust me. Have hope in me because I promise you a greater life. I promise you a life of living with my Father, with me, and the Holy Spirit for all of eternity. But in order to do that, I'm calling you to commit yourself to me. People say, oh, I gotta go to church. Why? No, we get to. We don't gotta. We get to. We get to go and commune with the Lord like we are today. The worship music, again, every time Anne-Marie picks that song, 10,000 Reasons, yeah, Debbie does this. She's checking to see if I'm crying because it does, it touches my heart. 10,000 Reasons. And part of what's behind that is years ago, I was praying and God said, and how are you doing, Greg? I was praying that 10,000 children would be blessed by not only a shoebox gift, but the greatest gift, just from the area that we have responsibility for, which is the greater Missoula area, from the southern border of Idaho to northern border of Missoula County, all the way up into Thompson Falls, all the way over to the Idaho-Montana western border. Small area, 10,000 gifts is what I was praying for. You know, one year we got really close, 9,000 plus. I'm sitting there going, yeah. Ever since then, it's kind of declined, but we're back up. Over 8,000 children received God's gift this past year, just from our area. Absolutely. I'm not going to steal Joan and Cindy's thunder. They're going to tell you how many shoeboxes in the future that our church donated. God is saying, are you paying attention? Are you coming to me? Or are you just forgetting what you said? I don't know about you, but that way, every time God brings that to me, it's like, oh man. And then Augustine, who was a bad boy before he began to answer God's call, he was really bad. Did I tell you how bad he? No, you read about it. He was very bad. And he gave his life to Christ so that he could fall in love with God and have the greatest romance of his life. To be able to seek him and have the greatest adventure of his life, to find him and have the greatest human achievement of his life. And it took all of his life to do these things. So anybody who thinks, well, I got this, really? I actually said that once. God had a good laugh. And then I apologized to him because he was saying, someday he'll get it. Someday you'll get it. Is today the day? My friends and fellow children of God, we get to have a personal relationship with our Heavenly Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and our Helper, the Holy Spirit. Are you seeking Him? Open your hearts to Him through growing in His wisdom by reading and studying His Word, the Bible, on a regular basis. Come together with fellow believers. Here at Mosaic, we have all kinds of opportunities, Sunday morning collegium, or adult ed, as you wish, to go deeper in the Bible. Pastor is, oh, so amazingly blessed with the knowledge and experience to help us wade through Scripture. Come, learn, so you can grow. we have Life Group on Thursday night to talk about how to live life, real stuff. Oh, you, if you only were there, you'd be amazed at the stuff we talk about. That's real life that people are experiencing. Well, I don't want to tell anybody about my life. Are you kidding? They'll know the real truth. Ugh. It's okay. Guess what? We're all together. We're all together. And we get to sort out how God wants us to deal with those real life situations. Seek out wise spiritual counselors. Pastor Jim has tons of experience. No, I'm not putting him on a pedestal. I am putting God on the pedestal, saying he has taken this man as our shepherd and equipped him beyond anything you could ever imagine. And he is humble about it. For God's kingdom, God's purpose, God's plan, and God's will for each one of our lives. He's given us and equipped us with other people. Reverend Peterson. He's retired, but he's not retired. His bride, Bonnie, is retired, but she's not retired. She's been working with the children. And now Brenda is able to help. Okay? There's a host of people here. And for fear of leaving somebody out, I won't mention any more names. But the fact of the matter is, there's lots of people with great wisdom, knowledge, and experience who you look at them and you go, oh, they wouldn't know anything. Oh, once you get to talking with them, you find out they know more than you do. And I continually find that out every week. So I'm right there with you, okay? Come together. Talk with God through prayer. What a way to be able to talk with him. Prayer is paramount in our communication and our life with the Lord. If you're not praying, it's time to start. And it's not about, dear God, would you please give me a brand new car? I mean, that would be nice. But it's more about praising God, thanking God for who he is and what he's done and what he's doing in our lives and in our world. Because you see, it's way too easy to get caught up in the junk. It's way too easy to get pulled away by our own desires. How many of you might be thinking, I hope that chili con queso isn't burning for today's game. I thought we were going to be out of here earlier. Yeah. Oh, we got another hour to go because Reverend Peterson's going to come up next. Cool. Okay. Well, then I'm done. Reverend, you're up, you know. What matters most each and every day in each and every one of our lives? So this is God's encouragement to us. This is not about browbeating. This is not Bible thumping on you. This is about God saying, hello, come to me. Give your life to me. Love me first so you can love others even better. It's just amazing. I want you to remember God's promise in Jeremiah 29:11. He clearly tells us, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you what? Hope and a future. Note, he says, declares the Lord. It's not any pastor, minister, preacher, or fill-in speaker. It's the Lord declaring what he has for you and for me. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Father God, thank you so much for your precious words. I pray, Lord God, that they fall fresh upon us today, where we willingly submit to you like Septim did and so many others. And as a result, are now serving you. He's serving you. We're serving you in greater and deeper ways for your will, for your purpose, for your kingdom, for your glory. We thank you for this precious time together with you. We pray that your words resonate deeply, not only in our minds, but our hearts and our spirits. We thank you for this time together with you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.